This week on Culture Q, Part 2 and the conclusion of The Immortal Miss Sherlock Holmes.
It is precisely this quality of invisibility that makes Professor Moriarty the Napoleon of crime, sitting motionless like an ugly, venomous spider in the center of his web, but that web having 1,000 radiations and the spider knowing every quiver of every one of them. And within 48 hours, I'll have the lines drawn so tightly around him that he can't move.
Moriarty speaking. I'll give her a chance for her life, but... Basic?
Yes, sir?
Notify the Lasker that I may require the gas chamber at Stepney tomorrow night. Tell Larrabee I want him to write a letter to Miss Sherlock Holmes, which I shall dictate.
Dear madam, I have the honor to inform you that Miss Faulkner has changed her mind regarding the letters. If you wish to negotiate, you will be at 9 o'clock at the Guards Monument at the foot of Waterloo Palace.
At the proper moment, present my compliments to Miss Sherlock Holmes and say that I wished her a pleasant journey to the other side.
You better listen to me, Miss Holmes. We're going to tie you down nice and tight to the top of that table.
Why, you surprise me, gentlemen, thinking you're so sure of anybody in this room. And 3 bars gone out of that window?
Bars and no bars, you're not getting out of here as easy as you'd expect.
But this fellow means mischief.
This fellow means the same.
To hear the conclusion of The Immortal Miss Sherlock Holmes, tune in to Radio K Sunday evening at 6 p.m. or listen on the World Wide Web at RadioK.org. For Culture Q, I'm Mark Sheely. Support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.